Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, I'm Greg the Dive Master in the studio. We got Bill the producer, Jimmy the helper boy, Walker Stanberry, who's an underwater photographer. And dive master to boot. We talked about a little bit about redundant air supplies.
You can say that again.
Redundant air supplies. And basically, you know, should you carry a pony bottle with you as opposed to just your octopus and relying on your dive buddy? I have a tendency to do that because less is more when it comes to equipment. I don't like to, carry. I like to carry as little as possible with me, especially when we're traveling on our trips. You know, weight is an issue if you're flying and that kind of thing. And having an extra bottle to lug around seems like a pain in the butt if you dive with a buddy. If you don't, I think if you're one of those solo divers, I'm not much into that. But if you're into that, that's okay. But I would think it's almost a necessity in that case. Wouldn't you agree, Walker? You're with me on that, right?
You mean about being a solo diver or about being a redundant diver?
Well, no. If you decide you do want to dive solo, you wouldn't really have to have a setup like that, or you should.
You should. You should understand at least what your problems are going to be if you don't have a redundant
system. Yeah, if something fails on your main system, you better have a fully functional backup system, I would say, if you're not diving close to a buddy or having a buddy with you, period.
I suspect, though, that Walker is like a lot of underwater photographers, and they just as soon dive by themselves. In fact, diving with somebody else is probably kind of a hassle for them.
Yeah, well, it can be, and they have a tendency to get locked in on a particular subject, and next thing you look around, and where'd my buddy go? You know, because they kind of, like if you're drift diving, they stop and take their picture, and then you forgot about them, or they forgot about you.
Well, I was actually thinking about it from the photographer's perspective, that I don't think Walker likes having a partner, dive partner.
Actually, I'm happy when the dive boat can come back along the reef and find me.
Yeah. Aren't we all? As long as they find you, that's the key.
Well, Bob Evans is another perfect example. Bob Evans would just as soon be in the water by himself as be with a group of people or with anybody else.
Well, you know.
Yeah, you know, they affect your lighting.
Exactly.
Come through and throw a shadow in your picture.
You know, look, different strokes for different folks. I'm not a big fan of the solo diving thing, but that's me. And you know, a lot of the agencies don't encourage it. But, you know, more and more people are doing it, especially if you get to be in a more advanced scuba diver, you get more self-reliant. And that's where I think pony bottles and those type of backup systems come into play. But let's move on to something else, because, you know, I was I came across a little news article. Actually, we did this for the World of Boating today on the show, where, you know, all the hurricanes that blew through the Gulf and then through the Texas coast and Louisiana and all that kind of thing over the last couple months. There's been a unfortunate result of these that you may not have considered, and that is that dead zone that develops with all the runoff out of Mississippi. We've talked about this in the past, but in the Gulf, there's like, you know, 8,000 square miles or 5,000 square miles of just dead ocean reef because
It's not reef.
Well, yeah, there's nothing living in this area of the Gulf. It's kind of scary looking when you look at the satellite images and that kind of thing, because you can see where this whole massive area is just like a certain color from everything else. Is like, hey, what the heck happened there? And what it is is the nitrogen runs out of the Mississippi, and all the runoff from fertilizers and from, you know, exhaust from cars washes out into the bay, and it kills, or it feeds a algae bloom that then settles to the bottom and suffocates the reef and the life there underwater, because it sucks all the oxygen out of the water, and the fish and everything can't survive. So they have to move somewhere else, or they end up being a unfortunate, they end up dying or whatever. So this whole area has just become this massive dead zone, and it kind of, you know, expands and contracts at certain times of the year. And they expect this to be a record year possibly because of the hurricanes and all the runoff that resulted from the storms. Now, I talk about this because what they say the thing is, it's nitrogen built up or build up. It's those fertilizers, things like that. And if I'm not, I could be mistaken here, but I was told a couple years ago, one of the other things that contributes to nitrogen in the water can potentially be divers. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? Well, the divers swim through an area, say they dive a site, and they relieve themselves in their wetsuits, and that relieving is a nitrogen, is a similar type of thing. It can contribute to nitrogen buildup in the area if enough divers are urinating in the on the dive site. And I'm like, okay, now wait a minute. You know, I got to tell you, last few years I've had an issue. You know, there's two divers in the world. There's divers that pee in their wetsuit, and there's divers that lie about it. Right, Walker? You've heard that saying, right?
I've heard that saying.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I don't do that. And people look at me and like, oh, yeah, right, Greg, right. Yeah, you're just lying about it. I honestly don't do that. Now, it's not because of the nitrogen thing. This might be another reason why you shouldn't.
He does make shrimp pellets, though.
Hey, now, hey. But the reason I don't is because, you know, we've had great sponsors like waterproof wetsuits, and I get this new gear to use all the time, and I usually have some pretty nice new gear to wear, and I almost feel like I would be ruining it by doing such a thing to this gear. So I don't do it. I literally don't. I make sure I go before I go diving, and I go after on the boat. But now I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. If I do that, if I'm diving in the Gulf or anywhere else, am I contributing to the dead zone by contributing nitrogen to the surrounding water that I dive in?
Well, for sure, if you do.
Yeah, if you do that, Greg, definitely.
You said do.
And Greg, you know, I actually understand your explanation. My girlfriend bought me a beautiful 5'3 wetsuit, and it was what I considered to be a virgin for a long time.
Yes, exactly. But you finally gave in to peer pressure or some kind of pressure
of some sort, yes.
Yes. But I wonder if nitrogen release, would that be another reason why you should not do that?
Well,
and now
come
there's
on,
an
Greg.
Environmentally reason.
Oh, my
well,
gosh. It's always man's
not.
Fault. Yes.
I followed Bill a couple of times on dives, and I've noticed a local dive zone behind him that appeared to be a dead zone. So I don't know if there was a connection. But
you have to understand about Bill. He propels himself through jet power.
Is that how it is?
Yes.
Well, maybe.
Is that why he always tanks up the night before?
You got that right. I'll tell you what. You got a big enough motor. That's the way you do it, baby.
Well, I don't know if there's any connection between the two, but I am putting the two together, and I'm wondering. So if you have anything to add to this conversation, feel free to do so at 888-88-SCUBA. That's what James has done. James, what do you think?
Well, I think there's a third kind of diver, and you touched on that a little bit.
Wait a minute. Oh, I thought he was going to go to number two. But
No. There's the not-yet diver.
The not yet, what do you mean?
Well, that's the ones that haven't yet christened the suit. And you were talking about that with virgin suits. But I find that if the day before you switch from drinking caffeinated beverages to only drinking water, you have much less of a problem.
Okay, all right. Well, what do you think? Do you think we're contributing to global warming and to dead zones in the reef if we urinate in our wetsuit?
The number, if you took the total number of divers in the entire world, lined them up just along the Florida beach and had them all go at once, you wouldn't infect it. You would be overshadowed by natural events in the environment.
Okay,
even if you peed out all the water that was in your body and were like 70% water, even if you managed to make it so you were just a husk of a human, I don't think it would make enough difference.
And that was actually a mental picture really didn't need when he actually described that.
That's from Stephen King.
That's only one time. He's saying they all line up and at one time. But, I mean, if you've been to Fort Lauderdale or down there, West Palm Beach, you'll see at the Kennedy compound, there's always somebody out there.
Yeah, standing like on a boat.
Yeah, constantly going.
Yeah, and see that when it rains, that runoff eventually makes its way into the ocean.
Amongst other things.
Yes. So I don't know. I don't know. I would be interested to hear more thoughts on this because I'm starting to think maybe this would be another reason why you should not do that. Because, we don't want to ruin the places where we go dive. But then on the other hand, I heard Jean-Michel Cousteau refer to the ocean as, hey, think about it. You're actually just swimming around in fish pee.
Well, if you ever dove a reef, you've seen a fish poop. I mean, there's no question.
Yeah.
But you've watched it and you said, hey, look, that looks just like sand, like on the beach where I lay down and just on the that's fish poop.
It's natural.
Yeah.
Well, the visual for me is I used to live in Hawaii and where lots of whales came by. So,
oh,
you know.
Lord.
Wow.
I thought elephants were bad.
Now, doesn't this make diving sound so much more appealing?
I
just don't know. But it's interesting, something to think about and file accordingly. You know, just one of those things I come across and I have to cover. Pete from Scuba Board is coming into the studio today.
All right.
Now, you were hanging with him yesterday, Walker, right? You guys
were over
on the West Coast. You were diving for shark teeth again?
I wish. We went to a show. We went to a scuba sale.
Oh, I was going to say, please clarify, because it was a show. I think the West Coast of Florida, Pee Wee Herman.
Tomorrow's the real show. Remember, we're going to take pictures of women and Exotica Swimwear.
Well, that's right, ExoticaSwimwear.com. Yeah, but you guys were enjoying a little dive show, mini dive show over there on the West Coast.
We were.
At one of the dive shops?
We were.
And was it good?
It was excellent. There was about, I don't know, a dozen or so, what am I trying to say?
Manufacturers
reps?
Oh, okay.
No, there were divers coming and going all day. We got there in the afternoon.
Yeah. And they were just like showing the divers there in the area some of the latest and greatest dive equipment out.
Yes, Pete and I both spent most of the afternoon talking to different reps about their various items.
Did you see some stuff you want to score for yourself?
Actually, I believe it was scored for Pete on my behalf.
It was scored for Pete on your behalf?
I saw some fins that I thought he should try out.
Yeah?
And the rep was kind enough to come up with a pair for Pete, because Pete's not a small guy.
He has big feet.
He has really big feet. I think we had to go to extra, extra, extra large.
Really?
Like extra, 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 extra.
You know what they say about guys with big feet?
Oh, we really want to go there?
They buy big fins.
Ah, that's what it is.
We're looking at Bill's feet right now.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, look, he's coming in. We'll get a full report from him, and we'll talk a little bit more about our Scuba Radio Swimsuit Edition that you referred to for tomorrow's adventure. Yes, Bill?
Two words. Body paint. Think about it.
Maybe.
Body painter. Think about that.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It's ocean madness, all right. Sailors call it aqua dementia. The deep down crazies, the wet willies, the screaming moist.
You're an ocean, settle down, what's a commotion? I'm an island, but you're an ocean. It's a stormy sea of living emotion. You got me suspended motion, let's inside.
Hey, you know, it's it. We were just talking about redundant air supplies.
You can say that again.
Redundant air supplies, ironically, are featured in the latest edition of Dive Training Magazine.
It would only be ironic if it got delivered during the program. If you brought it in with you and you had it with you as preparation before the show, that's not ironic.
Well, no, I didn't plan it. I didn't plan it that way. I was just thumbing through it, and I was like, hey, they got an article on redundant air systems and how to use them properly. So, yeah, another, dive training magazine, best dive magazine on the planet as far as I'm concerned. You don't pay me to say that, but that's how I feel.
You would think it was even better if they paid you.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. But they're good folks, and that's great information they put in that magazine every month. If you don't subscribe to that as a diver, you're really missing out, because that is an excellent, excellent dive publication.
You can say it, Greg. If you don't subscribe to it, you're a complete idiot. You'll feel better if you say it, if you let these true feelings out.
Why would I want to say that? Why would I want to call anyone an idiot?
I don't know. Works for me.
Okay. You're an idiot.
This isn't working as well as I'd hoped.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, pick it up. Dive Training Magazine. Just find it at divetrainingmag.com, I believe, is the website. Hey, scubaradio.com website. We got a forum up there, and people have been asking various questions. Last week we dealt with an issue of mustaches when it comes to sealing your dive mask and the issues at bay. And I threw out that idea of using Vaseline to wet down your mustache if you're having a leaking problem with your dive mask. I had a question about a diver when it comes to weighting properly. How much weight should you add if you're going from like a freshwater lake quarry environment and you're planning to dive in the ocean?
My mom always said an hour after each meal. That's how long you wait.
No, that's a different issue altogether.
How about 2 pounds of Vaseline?
2 pounds of Vaseline? If you're going to use Vaseline to wet down your mustache, you must figure that in.
Yeah,
you should factor that in. But yeah, 2 pounds might be a bit much.
Now, hey. Greg, you're a mustache guy.
I have a mustache, yes.
Do you use Vaseline or do you do
that's
this?
Nose hair.
Oh. I'm sorry. Redundant air.
Overgrown nose hair, yeah. No, I actually, I usually deal with it. Sometimes I can seal it enough where it doesn't bother me. My mask has a tendency to leak more than most folks that are more clean shaven than myself. However, I've figured out how to manage it over the years. And, if you ever get in a bind, there's other substances you can use to kind of wet down your mustache if you're having a leaky mask problem. But do we really want to go there right now? No, we don't.
Bookers.
Yeah. you think it's funny.
But it's not.
Thank you. All right. So anyway, wow. Here's another question. Waiting.
Say that again.
Waiting question. So, you have to wear a weight belt or add weight to your equipment there to kind of compensate for the fact that we're buoyant individuals. And if you're divers, you know this. If not, become a diver and you'll know what I'm talking about. But basically, there's a difference.
If you're a fat diver.
There is a difference between freshwater and salt water. Salt water is more buoyant. There's salt in the water. There's more minerals in the water, which means we have a tendency to float more in salt water compared to freshwater. So the guy's asking a question in the forum this week about, hey, how much weight should I add? I'm planning a trip to the Caribbean and all my experience is freshwater diving. Generally, and Walker back me up here, I find it's usually only about 2 to 4 pounds will make the difference where you'll be pretty much matched if you're wearing the same type of exposure suit, same type of wetsuit.
Well, I'm thinking it's a percentage, but I 2 to 4 pounds probably covers it, maybe 6 at the most.
Yeah, I mean, if you're,
if you're wearing the same wetsuits and the same gear, sure.
Yeah, let's just make a round number. Say you wear 10 pounds in a freshwater lake, and then you're going to go dive the ocean, you probably want to add another 3 to 4 pounds.
I think 14 sounds good.
Yeah.
So really, actually, I hadn't thought about it from that perspective. When you mentioned percentage, though, that's a pretty big deal. That's, you're talking 25 to 40%.
That's right.
Extra weight that you need to carry with you. But don't put it on the plane. That's just crazy talk.
No,
the boat's going to have weights.
Pick up a rock or two on your way out to the dive boat. But yeah, it's
don't put it on the plane.
It's not that much. It's another couple pounds, 2 to 4 pounds. That's what I found. So, you got to test it out as you go, but use that for what it's worth.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.
All right, just got word that Pete is in the building, and we'll find out here in a moment. Pete from Scuba Board, some people know him as Net Doc.
Here's the thing, and this is the problem I always have when Pete comes to the building. He's got this thing about wearing camouflage, and he's so stealthy, I never know if he's here or not. It's like, oh, is that him? No, it's a potted plant. Yeah, he's crafty, and he's stealthy. And he's almost impossible to find if he doesn't want to be found.
Well, this may be. Well, I bring up that little phrase, though, because, you know, the Dima show is coming up in October, and he may want to come to the special party that Divers Alert Network, Dive Training Magazine, and who am I forgetting? Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Dan, Dive Training. I'm forgetting the third partner. Oh, Nowy. They host a party at the Dima show. And this year's theme, being it's in Las Vegas, is an Elvis party. They're going to have, last year it was Halloween, and they had a big Halloween bash and that kind of thing. This year it's a competition of the best Elvis impersonators. So if you're in the dive industry, you go to the party, and evidently if you give your best Elvis impersonation, you might win some trip on a liveaboard or some crazy thing.
Now, is that really the contest? Is it if you give your best, or is it your best compared to other people? Because I'm guessing that Jimmy the Helper Boy has a better one than mine, but I could still give you my best.
Well, you remember last year
thank you very much.
It was Halloween, and they had everybody dress up, and we went as a giant weight belt. We had a five-person weight belt costume, and we won.
Yes.
Best group costume. That kind of, this year, it's Elvis. You got to do your best Elvis impression.
Greg, we'll go as a pair of mutton chops.
like a peanut butter and banana sandwich. Thank you very much. I don't know. You know, but I'm saying, Pete, he could go as an Elvis.
Yeah, he probably could.
He could do a
blonde Elvis.
A blonde Elvis? Yeah, I guess he can do a blonde Elvis. Why not? But anyway, we'll have the full coverage for you of that, and we'll talk to Pete when he comes in here next.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Naked Scuba Boy.
Naked Scuba Boy.
think Pete had anything to do with Naked Scuba Boy.
He's the inspiration.
Really?
If you read the backstory, there's no way that it's not P. Murray from Scuba Board. There's no way.
Really? I just don't know if that's true, but I guess we could find out. Pete is in the studio. You know him as NetDoc at ScubaBoard.com. What about that, Pete? Naked Scuba Boy, the superhero for divers? Yeah. Is that you? Did you have anything to do with the creation of Naked Scuba Boy?
You've heard of the Navy SEALs.
I've heard of the Navy SEALs,
I am
yes.
The Navy manatee. It would not be.
Okay, but you don't claim any connection to Naked Scuba Boy.
I keep covered up. I think it's a Florida law.
Yes.
And that's not just a general Florida law. It's a specific Pete from Scuba Board
law. It has nothing
law.
To do with the Pacific. It's an Atlantic
law,
okay?
Yes.
I think it's safe to say we probably all fall under that
Greg,
statute.
Pete was in episode 257 of Spider-Man as NetDoc Octopus.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Well, maybe that's it, too.
No, that was NetDoc Manatee.
I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah.
I was a subplot.
Whatever you guys say. You've been drinking, obviously, right? No. Well, Pete, welcome. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man.
I know
you guys
just got back from the left coast.
We did.
Florida.
From Brandon, Florida. We were at Scuba Quest.
Scuba Quest. So what was going on over there?
It was pretty interesting. They're having a pre-DEMA sale. They're going to be open until 6 o'clock tonight with that sale. So you guys got about an hour and a half to get down there if you want to buy something. But they had a lot of manufacturers out there. In fact, I brought one of those manufacturers with me to the booth, Bill Stone from Waterproof Group.
Ah, from the Waterproof Wetsuits.
Waterproof Wetsuits, Poseidon Regulators, and Greenforce.
Greenforce, the light company. I saw those last year at the Chicago Dive Show. Welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Good. Greenforce. I haven't talked much about those lighting systems yet.
That's Green Goblin, yes, but Green Lantern, yes. Green Goblin, no. Right on Greenforce?
That's correct.
Yes.
Can't keep get your super friends confused with your Spider-Man
villains.
There's
a little bit of a Star Wars thing going there, too.
They do. They look very cool. It's a very modular underwater lighting system, correct?
Yes. That's the big selling point is the modularity with the Green Force.
Yeah. So you can, like, if you need a certain type of light for cave diving, then all you got to do is unscrew this one and put this attachment on it, and bingo, you're good for an open water dive or whatever.
Is modularity a word? I'm sorry. Are they making things up here?
Why not? If it sounds good to me, I'm going with it.
At least for the next 30 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's a neat system. So you're representing all three companies now, Greenforce, Poseidon, and Waterproof Wetsuits.
True, and I can also help dealers with SciTech and another product called Chamois.
Aha, yeah, okay. Now, those are the ones where you use on your car, and they soak up more water than any human material on Earth?
If you're up past midnight, you might be familiar with the product.
Yes.
It's something a little different.
You know that guy who yells like that? He's pretty impressed. He's very loud.
Yeah.
You know.
I like
him.
He's my hero.
Yeah, you're talking about the Chamois clothes.
It's a clothing line, yes.
Yeah, after dive wear.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm familiar with
Jody and
those folks.
They like to say it's any outdoor wear.
Yeah, all right. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern. Blue Hole. walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Hi, this is Kelly
and Carla,
the Brazilian swimsuit models.
You're listening to Scuba Radio,
the world's first radio show
devoted to diving.
And now, here's my favorite dive instructor in the world,
Greg, Dive Master.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you?
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yeah, a couple of my students there. I just talked to Kelly this past week. She's doing well. We're trying to get her back in here and brush her up on some new, or, you know, increase her certification level to advanced
open
water.
Show her something.
What do you mean?
See what she'll show you. Something. You got to do something. We got to get her in here.
We
have to get her in here.
We want to get her back in the water. We want to get her wet. So
yes. And in the studio.
Subtle.
Hey, boy.
I think subtle is a word there as well. I think that's a good way of...
Kelly's a great gal. So we're working on it. We'll see how that evolves. She's not planning to be a part of the swimsuit edition. So don't get your hopes up there. But,
it's all right. Somehow my invitation to the swimsuit photo shoot got misplaced somewhere.
No, you're invited.
Waylaid.
You are invited, for sure. But, look, you know, there's a new thing I know the folks at Scuba Board, Pete and the gang, have put together that you want to talk about a little bit today. Right, Pete?
I do, Greg. I'm actually pretty excited. We're always trying to come up with a new leading edge of bringing the community together. And two nights ago, we came up with and launched our Buddy Matrix, which is the ultimate buddy finder.
Okay, the Buddy Matrix. So it's buddymatrix.com. So this is something you go to, and then it turns you into a character where people shoot at you, and you can bend over backwards into slow motion.
Like that, only not.
No? Okay.
It's actually a part of Scuba Board, Greg, and you can get to it right from Scuba Board, and it's a way for you to be able to find dive buddies around the world, as well as instructors or dive shops or resorts or whatever, and it's powered by all the people who belong to Scuba Board.
Oh, I see. I just pulled it up here, and okay, buddymatrix.com, and then you can like do a little search on your zip code.
That's correct.
And then within like what? It looks like 50-mile radius. You can find.
You get to specify the distance.
You can go from anywhere from 5 to 150 miles, I believe.
And find a dive buddy. Then go in contact via email or through the system.
That's
somewhere.
Correct. Or if you're going down to Bonaire, you can look up the. You know, we have a little program in there that you can look up the latitude and longitude and put that in and find people who live down in Bonaire who want to go diving with you, as well as resorts, dive charters, all sorts of things. Now, mind you, it's only 2 days old, and right now there are so many people in the United States that you can't even tell it's the United States, except by its location.
What do you mean you can't tell it's the United
There's
States?
There's so many pins in the United States that you can't see the map. It's great. I love it.
When people sign up, they get a little bubble in their general vicinity on the map.
He called it a pin. You could call it a pin, too.
Well, it looks like a bubble. Looks like a little upside-down teardrop. And it's, but you could call it a pin if you want to be more technical. Sure.
It's a person. Let's remember that.
It's not a pin. It's not a bubble. It represents a human being.
Oh, good. This is better than being a number. Now you're a binary code. Yeah. Congratulations.
You're a zip code.
You've had so many people sign up already, it's covering up the map there. So that's good. But you can zoom in, I guess, right?
You can zoom in. You can actually put in a zip code, and you can actually filter it by whether you want to go spearfishing or go on a liveaboard or whatever. You can do however you want to and winning it down.
When you're using the filter for the hotness factor, do you have some sort of impartial outside source that does that rating?
We actually have the single factor in there. You can ask if they're single or not. So you can look up all the single divers in a particular area, and then many of them, it'll give you a link right to their profile, so you can go look to see if they have their picture, and then you can decide whether they're hot or not.
Let's say, can you lie? For instance,
no. It's the internet. Can you lie?
Bill, we're not going to say you're hot on this, okay? I'm sorry. It's out of the question.
How about shingles? How about if somebody has shingles, and you just want to go with somebody that has a similar, you know, medical condition to you? I'm getting older. It's like that. I'm looking for friends with the same sort of medical conditions.
That's a filter I'm guessing you haven't installed yet.
We have not installed that, whether they own a house or not, okay? I mean, that's the only people I know have shingles.
Interesting.
You're not old enough yet, then.
Leave it in. No, feel free to do that in the next release, RP.
I think the next release is going to have a few more surprises, and we're not going to let that out because we want other people with similar products steal our thunder.
But you guys are doing the same thing we do here with the show, which is just trying to bring divers together, right?
That's correct. And that's why you and I work so well together, because we have the same philosophy. Have fun or forget about it.
Yeah, Pete's about as twisted as I am. And I guess that's why.
Let's not go that far.
Well, you know, the facts are the facts, mister. Come on. All right. So, buddymatrix.com.
Or scubaboard.com, and you'll find it right through there. It's at the top right in the nav bar.
Very good. Now, by the way, you said you just got back from that store in Bradenton with your buddy there. You guys were, showcasing some new equipment to the local divers there in the Bradenton area. Bradenton?
Brandon.
I have to say, since he represented Green Forest, he was the bright spot.
Of course. Yes.
You know, I just want you to know that now that you're here to make the puns, we can talk about the redundant air thing again.
Yeah, I was going to say. Bill can take
a
break.
I'm now redundant.
Battle of the pundits.
Or is that redundant?
Redundant something.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
We still got 12 minutes of this.
Right. So you had a few reps that were showcasing some of the new stuff that's going to appear at the DEMA show. Is that the plan?
Actually, there was a little bit of that there. They really had some great deals. You know, they always talk about the MAP guidelines. And these manufacturer reps were there actually to destroy the MAP guidelines for the sale.
What do you mean MAP guidelines? What the hell are you talking about?
Well, it's the manufacturer's pricing that they don't want the shops to go under. And you know, you had the manufacturer there saying, okay, we'll sell it for this. And it was really great. However, of all the stuff I saw there, Armor Bags had some really cool stuff. They have the first rolling bag that I see under 7 pounds.
Under 7 pounds. Why is it so light? Just the material they're using?
It's the material. It's the technology they use to put it together with the rollers and all that. It's just that they've just gotten real light. I think below that, it's people are saying under 10 pounds. But this is a very, very light thing, and it's coming out just for DEMA.
It's still heavy duty enough to, deal with the
airline. I think we could probably stuff a mermaid or two in there.
Ooh. Well, it sounds like an experiment worth conducting at the bare minimum.
Bare minimum. Once again, with mermaids, I think you've used exactly the proper terminology.
Interesting. All right. Well, we'll talk about a few other things that Pete saw over there at the dive event next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Mermaid in a dive bag. I like it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When you were little, all you needed to have fun was a sunny day, a boat, and some water. For 3 generations, Boat US has worked to maintain this carefree lifestyle by providing time and money-saving services for millions of boaters, including low-cost boat insurance, towing on and off the water, discounts on fuel and equipment, and so much more. Boat US keeps boating safe, simple, and affordable, so your family can still enjoy a sunny day on the water. Visit BoatUS.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI.
the way the world learns to dive.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're getting ready to pack up the trucks, head over to the West Coast, do a little diving, little video and underwater photo shoot tomorrow with the Scuba Radio Mermaids. We'll have the full report next week on the big show. Pete from Scuba Board in the studio with his buddy. And you guys were over there at a little dive event, a little pre-DEMA party. Or showcase of some equipment. And what else did you see other than, you know...
You know what we saw? We saw the Rockstar girls. That was sort of an interesting
The Rockstar energy drink.
Yes.
That's girls. Right. They were out there in full plumage.
Full plumage.
I don't know if full's the right word.
No, they were kind of full.
Now, wait a minute. Were you recruiting them to become scuba divers? Is that why they were there? They wanted to learn about diving?
They were there recruiting us to drink the Rockstar drink.
And did it
work?
And
actually, they cooked hot dogs and hamburgers, too. And, boy, they're good cooks.
Really? So, but the point is, that's the kind of talent that you should be sucking into the dive industry.
Sucking's not a word I use around girls like that.
Well, it's a diving term. Come on. That's how you get out of that. Right?
I hadn't thought of it that way, Greg, but then again, I haven't learned to be as demented as you yet.
Well, just a few more weeks. That's all okay.
They were stopping traffic and bringing a little extra traffic.
Stopping traffic? They had a helicopter out taking pictures of these girls. No
God
lie.
Bless them.
That is true.
Where's the photos?
Probably on some news thing tonight
YouTube.
Over near Tampa.
Uh-huh.
YouTube.
Right, what about dive stuff?
Dive stuff.
Poseidon, you guys are getting ready to...
A rebreather?
That's
pretty much the big news. Last DEMA, we did announce the Mark VI Discovery rebreather. This DEMA, we will have it in production. It's currently being certified by the CE, and I expect it to be shipping by DEMA.
Nice.
Another nice little announcement will come out.
Yeah, I know. That's getting quite a buzz in the rebreather world.
Only if you put nitrous in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not supposed to get a buzz off of the rebreather system.
Well, that's what makes it different.
Well, the mouthpiece actually does vibrate when you screw up.
Oh, see?
When you screw up.
Yes.
That's a good signal. Hey, how come you don't have any teeth? I'm learning how to use a rebreather.
I kind of like the way this feels. Hey, it's not supposed to do that, though. I don't know. It's a neat thing. All right, well, we'll have the full report for you in October here for the DEMA show. Of course, next week, Scuba Radio Swimsuit Edition update. You'll hear all the details. Till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.